Good day, everybody. Albert J. Hernandez, the Untamed Chef for Agnet West. And this is our last recipe for the week with collard greens. And I hope everybody's gotten inspired to go out and try something a little bit different. Collard greens have so much more flavor to them than just what you think you would typically see as a lame or boring side. We can really transform and change what we can do with something so beautiful. So let us thank God once again for the ability to be untamed with collard greens. This is my last recipe for us, and this is my recipe for collard green and cranberry sauce. Now, this goes really, really well with Thanksgiving that's coming up around the corner. This could go really well on some chicken. I've seen this on fish. You could even put this on some certain kinds of beef as well. It does have a lot of wonderful flavor, so let's get started. The very first thing I'm going to need to do in a medium sauce pot is I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to add 3 tablespoons of Arbasana olive oil from Rosenthal Olive Ranch's award-winning Arbasana olives. They're one of my favorite, and they're not overpowering at all. We can't have any oil that's going to overpower this incredible dish. So it's got to be very, very subtle, very simple. Yet remember, subtle and simple does not mean that we are going to lack in flavor. So we want to go ahead and make sure we have enough flavor in here. I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to add some chopped garlic. I'm going to add about 2 tablespoons of chopped garlic. Now, I know that seems like a lot, but I promise you it's really not. Once I add my chopped garlic in, I'm going to take my heat from a nice, medium to about a medium low, because I don't want to burn the garlic. I just want to get that flavor infused into the oil. The next thing we're going to do is we're going to go ahead and we're going to add in some fresh cranberries. I want to get the cranberries nice and caramelized. And what I want to do with my cranberries is probably add in about 1 cup. Now, remember, this is a sauce, so we're not going to add a whole bunch into it. With that 1 cup of cranberries, I'm going to follow that with a really nice, good chiffonade of our collard greens. We don't want to have the whole collard greens in there. We want to make sure they're nice and diced really, really fine, because they're going to really permeate this flavor of the sauce, and they're going to have a great, great flavor. I'm going to hit this now with some orange juice. I want 1 cup of orange juice in there because I want to have that sweetness in there. I'm going to go ahead and add 1 tablespoon of just regular granulated sugar, because we need to have our sugar in there as well. We're going to let that come to a nice little simmer. Once that comes to a simmer, I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to hit that with some beef stock. Now, with beef stock, I want to add in 2 cups. Make sure we reduce that down by half. We're going to let this cook slow and low for about 20 to 30 minutes. And then I'm going to hit it with a little bit of xanthan gum. And with that xanthan gum, I'm just going to do I'm going to use 1/2 tablespoon in there to thicken it up and enjoy. I'm Albert J. Hernandez. You can call me the Untamed Chef for Agnet West.